When I was a kid, and I'd learn a fun fact, I would spend maybe hours of my time scouring the internet for more information. Or if I read something that I found interesting, I would do a deep dive on it and want to learn every single thing I possibly could about it. A lot of kids like to talk about their experience reading Percy Jackson and the Olympians as a little kid and being completely enamored with Greek mythology. And the same was certainly true of me. But I went further than Greek mythology. I looked at Roman, I looked at Egyptian, I looked at Norse. And while, yes, Rick Riordan did create worlds surrounding those mythologies, there was an incentive and inherent idea for me that I needed to keep going further, that skimming the surface wasn't enough, that I wanted to have deep knowledge, that I was really curious about these topics. And I feel as though that is getting lost as I grow older. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On Curiosity and how I think it's fading. I both believe that people have gotten too curious and yet aren't curious enough. Let me explain. I see curiosity as two distinct types. There's the nosy, in-your-face types that seems to be caught up with date on all those around. It's the curiosity that tells us we need to know what's happening in a celebrity's life. The type that urges us to check on Reddit or even look at Nextdoor and see, oh, what is Stacy doing today with the fireworks? Who's doing this? What's happening over here? It's the urge in us where we want to know and gossip about everything. It's the gossip curiosity. It's somehow an instinct that I feel only strengthens as you grow older. And then there's the other type. The type I was talking about in the beginning of this episode, the childish curiosity and looking at the world and wanting to know more about it. In reading one topic or understanding one topic and knowing that's not enough, I want to delve deep on it. I want to know more. I want depth and not just breadth. I want to absorb myself in a library and learn all about this fact or about this person. I want to ask them follow-up questions and hear about their life and why they did this or why they did that. These two different types of curiosity really have different scopes. One of them seeks broad knowledge on everything about other people's lives, about gossip, and the other one is interested and invested in deep dives and real knowledge. And it's interesting because while I'm talking about a type of curiosity driving humans and interactions, in reality, it is us that drive these types of curiosity. I find that these ideas that I have about the types of curiosity are remarkably similar to the Heideggerian idea of curiosity. For context, Martin Heidegger is a 20th century philosopher who has a lot of modern philosophy based on his ideas. And unfortunately, he was a Nazi. A very interesting mix. Regardless, for our purposes, Heidegger sees all humans as fallen, with this fallenness being an inherent characteristic where we engage in certain behaviors. One of these behaviors is what he calls curiosity. And it is essentially the ability for humans to pursue anything without depth, but rather jump from topic to topic without any meaningful dive into it. This much is certainly true of today. With trend chasers and the existence of social media, our attention is constantly floating from one big topic to another. I have neutral thoughts on cancel culture, but you cannot deny the propensity for topics in the public eye to swap from left and right. I mean, look at the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard case. As a society, we were so curious about it, we missed the fact that it had already been settled in another country, the UK, with a very different end result than in the US. It is a widening of facts that is never quite explored in the curiosity of today. Because instead of us seeking more information on that case, instead it was just the prestige of it all, being swept up in it. Why else do you think that when we have historical topics, or even wars or genocides that are going on in other countries that have deep, deep historical roots, we ignore it and instead focus on one celebrity slapping another one across the face at an awards ceremony? That was in the news cycle for multiple weeks, and yet a lot of these other horrific things that are happening isn't. And part of it, I believe, is because this weird curiosity gap in which we are so interested in these superficial things that we can pay attention to and have to talk with other people that we're not interested in actually going into depth and being curious about these topics that require you to have historical context, to understand the whole picture, to see both sides of things. It's a lot easier to simply comment on, oh yeah, Chris Rock deserved that slap in the face or not, as opposed to actually talking about other things in the world. And while I'm not going to argue that the whole celebrity slapping situation doesn't have its own aspect of curiosity. But no one was looking at that and going, okay, what's the deeper story here? People were just saying it was conjecture, making brief comments about this and that. And I think that's quite interesting to me as someone who has seen this Heideggerian philosophy and read it during one of my classes, and that this curiosity is alive and well. So what is the curiosity we're missing and what are we lacking? Truly, it's depth. It's the curiosity about how to fix all the problems we've started, to ask questions, to actually learn more. I found that most people are not curious in the traditional sense of the word. Well, that's not entirely true. People, I feel, are not curious about the world, about learning facts and having some form of scholarship. I'd like to say that people don't care about these kinds of things that don't seem to have a direct effect on them, but that's not true. The kind of curiosity people hold, aside from Heidegger's idea of shallow interest, is the kind in other people's lives, as I mentioned. We do have a very traditional sense of curiosity. We want to learn more, we want to have more facts, but it's not in a very practical sense. Truthfully, fame and fortune catches up to us regular folk, and we want to peek our heads into everyone else's life. Why else do we care about Debbie from HR's ongoing divorce, or who that hot new actor is dating? We like seeing the subject of drama typically without being the drama ourselves. But I feel that's its own type of curiosity. It's so obscuring of the actual facts that it becomes more like hearsay, and yet draws people in. This interpersonal curiosity is so much greater than curiosity in all other realms, which I find quite fascinating. So we have this fleeting curiosity where we hear things and we create stories and make things up and spread gossip. And we have this interpersonal curiosity where you're willing to sit with someone for 20 minutes to learn about something that's affecting them because you think it's interesting and you want to go tell someone else. Obviously, I fall into it as well. Everyone does. I'm not trying to be here preaching from a high horse saying, oh, look at where this curiosity has gotten us. I think it hurts all of us. We watch a series or TV show because of curiosity, and often it comes down to how people relate to each other. I do love a documentary, kind of, but that kind of fact-gathering is so removed from other forms, it just isn't as popular. I don't think this exact type of curiosity is what Heidegger ever referred to, other than his idea of idle talk, but we don't need to go on about that. I think the other form of curiosity is the one we need to cultivate, especially in a world where information is so readily available to us, and yet it also isn't at the same time. Especially, and I hate to talk about it because everyone talks about it, but with artificial intelligence, I think this problem is only going to grow worse because AI essentially is a cheat sheet for curiosity. Instead of spending time being curious about something and really learning and deep diving on it, you can spend maybe 2 minutes and find your answer. And I think, to me, this is something that might just be the development of the internet, but you know, I was a kid, sometimes I was curious about something and went to the library, looked it up. And then it didn't really answer my question. So I had to keep searching, keep finding a new angle. And by the end of it, I had multiple different things I was interested in, wanted to learn more about. And yet I think nowadays it's so easy to get caught up and abstracted from that sense of curiosity. So we have this fallen idle talk curiosity that Heidegger explains is so inherent to us human beings. And then we have this interpersonal curiosity in which we're so interested in other people's lives, and that's the extent of it. And then the true heartfelt curiosity, which I think is most retained in children, in which they ask questions, they ask why. They want to know more about what's happening in the world, why things are done the way they are, what the story is trying to convey, and so on. And I think it's very interesting to see that kind of loss in myself, too. Where before I'll read a book and I'll be so interested in the topic, I'll read another book on that same topic. And now I read a book and I'm like, that was pretty good. I'm going to go on and do something else. There's not really a sense of wonder, curiosity in the world. And I think I recently did something in one of my classes where you had to figure out your core values. And one of them for me was wonder. I like finding things in the world that I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That's magical. That's unreal. And I think that's fading more and more now because of the cynicism in the world, but also because there are less things that seem magical, oddly enough. And it's not just childish wonder growing up and having an adult sense of practicality. I think there is actual differences that are being recorded. And I think this curiosity gap that I'm calling is something pretty big. And I'm talking about it because I don't really know how to solve it. You can't just sit people down and say, hey, yeah, look, people aren't curious enough. Go read a book, because that's not going to solve it. No one wants to do that. You can't just say, oh, stop gossip, that's bad, because as kind of mentioned, it's kind of part of what we do. You can't say, oh yeah, we're not going to have very brief conversations of curiosities that are so fleeting, because that's, in Heidegger's words, fallenness. It relates to the inherent state of human beings. We like to talk about things that have no sense of weight on the world because it seems like everything in the world has so much weight in it. I really think this deserves a deeper dive into different maybe types of philosophy or even types of curiosity, but I think it was something I observed and wanted to discuss because it's important to acknowledge these things that are happening, even if there's no direct solution about it. Because even with me thinking about it, I'm thinking about ways to be more curious about the world. I started an internship recently, and a lot of stuff I'm doing, I have no idea how to do. And while I could just do the job and get it done, which, you know, I am doing, I could also go with B and ask more questions about the processes and what it means and what it connects to and build that repertoire. I think we've been conditioned to use the sense of deep curiosity only in ways that benefit us in terms of careers or internships or even in science. I have a deep curiosity about chemistry, but that's because it's basically my major. It's because I have to learn it. But why is that the case? Why can't I have a deep curiosity in painting? There's no one stopping me. It's just this weird ingrained sense of I'm putting so much energy into being curious to something that I need to be curious to that I can't put anywhere else. And I think that's wrong. I think our curiosity should stem from things that we want to do as opposed to things that we have to do. And this really is just me discussing how I don't want to demonize or say it's bad to have gossip. I do it. I don't think it's a good thing, but I do it, so I get it. But I think that instead of focusing on, okay, how do we stop the bad curiosity, quote unquote bad, let's instead focus on, okay, how do we cultivate the good curiosity, the kind that makes us lose track of time because we're so focused on something, want to learn something or pick up a skill or a trait. And so I really think that's what this episode is just about. It's about thinking and delving deep or dwelling on this idea that, yes, curiosity is good. It can be bad. It can be harmful. It can be something that you don't like doing because you see how it's so shallow. But it can also be something beautiful because you dive deep into something new. You ask questions. You have genuine interest. And you find something that you're passionate about in life. And I think that kind of curiosity is something that we all can have a little bit more of. And we should. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jackie On. I'll catch you in the next one.